respecting the physical realm. Atheists do believe that the physical realm is the reality and that there is nothing else. This means that our lives are the results of accidents. Life is a coincidence. It's all about matter, all about the physical realms. And death, in this case, is the end. There is no hope. Everything will end in darkness. Spirituality, on the other hand, basically means that life is meaningful. The things that are happening in our lives helps us to grow, to expand our consciousness. We learn lessons during our life. Nevertheless, many spiritual people, think for instance of Buddhism, consider the physical realm to be an illusion, and they believe that we have to liberate, to escape from it. And by escaping from this illusion, we see reality and we become ourselves, our real self, whatever that might be. However, in my belief, spirituality means also oneness. Everything belongs to this oneness. So we cannot say to a certain realm, okay, you are not part of this oneness. We cannot say to this state of consciousness we are now in, this is meaningless. No, everything has a place, everything has meaning. So, in a certain sense, atheist people and spiritual people who consider this reality as an illusion share the same view, the view of meaningless, that this physical realm is meaningless. We have to escape from it. And there's atheist people believe there's nothing else, and spiritual people, Buddhists, believe there is something else. But I believe there is a third option, that what we now experience, the physical realm or lives here, has meaning. It's a part of us. And whatever we will become, if we become ourselves, we will look back on this phase, on this life, and say, in the end, it was a beautiful and enriching experience. And we have learned many things from it. And we have to respect this phase we are now in. But let's get back to the physical realm. Think of a simple part of the physical realm. A very physical thing. A rock. Atheists think this rock consists of matter. And this, the behavior of this matter is dictated by certain physical laws. The law of gravity, for instance. And that's all there is to it. And other people say, okay, this rock is part of the physical realm. It's an illusion. But there is a third option. You can say, okay, inside this rock, there is a kind of consciousness. And psychic people can make contact with this consciousness, can get in contact with the memories of this rock, where it has been, the time it has experienced. So this is the third option. Yes, the form of the rock, what you see, is not the essence. And because of this, you might call this an illusion, because it's not a real rock. However, I wouldn't call it an illusion. It's just the shape, the appearance. And this will change over time. But there is an inside. There is a consciousness. And this is all about respecting the physical realm. To be aware that within every physical thing, a rock for instance, there is an insight, a consciousness. So what is the illusion is the outside. For instance, your body gets older, and it's an illusion in the sense that this body does not reflect your real self. Your real self is your soul. And through your body, when I'm talking to you, when I see you, I can get to a certain extent in contact with your soul. But your body is not you. And that's why we may call your body an illusion. However, I think it's safer to say, more just to say, that it's just a part of your experience. The shape. And the shape is not a real thing. So the physical realm is not an illusion. But it's also not the real thing. The physical realm is part of the oneness. It's part of reality. And it is a part that it has helped you to learn. The physical realm is part of your life's story. The events in the physical realm are meaningful. At the end of the day, when you look back on your life, you will discover meaning. You will discover purpose. Life is meaningful. You will learn certain lessons. You will grow. And when you're in heaven, when you're in contact with your soul, you will be thankful for everything that has happened there and your life on earth. However difficult it may now seem, will be precious. And this is possible. This precious life is possible thanks to what we call the physical realm. But the physical realm is basically not physical. Behind everything, behind every rock, there is consciousness. And this consciousness is the reality. And when we think of the physical realm, we think to physical laws. But these laws serve a purpose. To make a meaningful life possible. To shape things in time and space. And times and space make a learning possible, experience possible. When you read the book, you turn the pages, and slowly the meaning of the book starts to become visible, to enter your mind. So the pages have meaning. The events, the sequence of the pages have meaning. Just like the sequence of the days in your life have a meaning. And this meaning will unfold, will be visible in the end. So in the end, trust the physical realm. Respect the physical realm. The physical realm, you can compare it with the pages of your book, with the paper it is printed on. Without paper, the book is not possible. Without the physical realm, your life as it is, and the meaning of your life is not possible. So, when you respect the physical realm, it simply means you acknowledge that your life is meaningful. Respecting the physical realm at the end is accepting that your life here has meaning. When you say the physical realm is an illusion, you basically say, my life here has no meaning. But it has meaning. And therefore, are you here to learn its meaning, to discover its meaning, to make it worthwhile? And now I'm going to offer you a little meditation. Thank you for listening.